Davy Rothbart has an unusual job. He collects letters, doodles, little peeks into other people's lives, and he pulls them together on the pages of Found magazine. He's got a new anthology coming out this week. It's called Requiem for a Paper Bag. Celebrities and civilians tell stories of the best lost, tossed, and found items from around the world. Davy Rothbart came into our studio, and he brought some found items with him, including this note.
This one was found in Providence, Rhode Island, and the woman that found it told me this note had blown into her lawn, a note in kids' handwriting, and it says, Adventure Club. How to get into the club, you need to know how to climb a fence, you need to like adventure. Then the rules, no messing up the club, don't bring anything in without permission from Shane or Ethan, you have to be nice to squirrels, and finally, most importantly, you can't tell anyone where or what the club is. So the woman that found it, she thought she might know who Shane and Ethan were, just some of the neighborhood kids, she'd see them running around with their friends. So she went up to them on the street a few days later and started asking them about the Adventure Club and reciting all these top secret rules. So the kids are shocked. You know, like, how does she know all this classified information? She told them that her dog, named Kismet, had overheard them making up the rules. So they were totally speechless. And as they were walking away, she heard the youngest one say to his friend, wow, Kismet heard us.
You've got one in here I just have to cite. And it was found in Michigan, where you guys originally come from. And you had the writer Nellie Riefler riff on this. Would you read a little bit of the original for us?
Yeah, I'll share this with you. You know, if you get laid off from your job, you got to write a letter to the state of Michigan requesting these unemployment benefits. And you have to really be laid off. You can't quit a job. You can't get fired and think you're going to start getting these checks. What was found is this response from the state of Michigan back to the guy.
Right. They're investigating the legitimacy of the claim.
And it says, Dear Mr. McLennan, your employer has not indicated that shortages was your reason for discharge. Stated you played with matches and set fire to paper in a trash can. Wrote obscene graffiti on the paperwork, calendars, and posted signs. You engaged in horseplay. Pouring ammonia on dry ice in the back room, which caused the dry ice to explode. You twirled a broom and hit a customer in the head. Signed, Mr. Hartline. I don't think that guy's going to get checks from the state anytime soon.
So I couldn't tell which part of that I love most. I think twirling the broom and hitting the customer in the head.
I mean, who among us hasn't done that sometime at work? Be honest, Jackie.
Oh, I think a few among us have wished that we could do that.
And so Nellie Riefler, she took this found item, and you know, imagine each of these found notes is like a riddle. It's a fragment of a story. It's up to you to piece together the rest of it, fill in the blanks. So she's done that, and imagine what's the real situation here.
In this really great noirish sort of essay that she's done. There's another submission here from someone named Frank Warren, who is the creator of something along the ideas of found. It's called Post Secret. His essay in this book is about his daughter Haley, and it starts with him finding a website that lets you order stones with messages engraved on them. We asked him to record a little bit.
I thought it'd be great to have one of those online places engrave a message on a stone for Haley, and then I could take that stone and plant it in the creek where we'd be walking. Early on, it felt a bit like a Santa Claus type thing. A little white lie was involved, but on a deeper level, I really felt like we were sharing something special. The last time we went to the creek, Haley was 10 years old. As we were walking over a bridge toward the creek, I noticed that there were dozens of kids playing in the creek bed below. They were part of some kind of summer camp outing, and it was a hive of activity. Campers, counselors, parents, all picnicking and running around. At first, I figured we could just come back another time, but then I thought about how likely it was that one of the kids down below would discover the stone and take it. Only one thing to do. Go down there among the crowd of kids, shepherd Haley towards the stone's general vicinity, and let her discover it. She pulled the stone up out of the water and cried, Look, Dad, look, it's a rock. It's got a message on it. Soon all the campers were coming over, counselors were coming around, and even the parents were interested. Then Haley, newly thrilled, burst out, Dad, it's got my name on the other side. When she said this, the awe of the campers doubled. But instantly I started getting these knowing looks from the counselors and the parents that said, Oh, okay, now we get it. You planted the stone there. They seemed almost wistful. For better or for worse, the world made sense to them again.
There's a funny little postscript to this. Haley is 14 now, and she was sitting in the studio when Frank was recording this, so it was the first time she really heard where these stones were coming from.
That's amazing. Frank and his family are good friends of ours, and it's great because I warned him, when this piece comes out in this book, Frank, Haley's going to know. So I'm glad she got to find out in that way.
Davey Rothbart, you and your brother Peter are touring the country with this presentation. And look, we found Peter right here. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jackie.
Nice to have you with us.
Thanks.
So would you perform some of what you're going to be doing with the touring show?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I've done is I've written some songs that are based on some of these found notes and letters. And this one I want to play for you is based on a note that was found in Oregon City, Oregon. It's written by a guy to a girl that he met in a coffee shop and who he's been in love with ever since for the past decade. And so he writes her this long letter that never reached its destination and was eventually sent into Found Magazine. So I wrote this song based on that letter. It's called The Baddest Nissans in the Northwest.
Well, before we hear it, I just want to thank you both so much for coming in. This has really been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.
Let's listen.
I remember that first sight, getting coffee on a cold and rainy October night. I can't say who ordered or how late we stayed, but your hair was pulled back in a beautiful French braid.
Davey Rothbart is the creator of Found Magazine and edited the new anthology, Requiem for a Paper Bag. He and his brother Peter are touring the country, doing performances about their found items, and you can read one of the book's essays written by comedy star Seth Rogen on our website, npr.org.